I had often enjoyed an evening at La Belle Équipe, so it was so shocking for me to see the terrace. Empty, shattered glass, flowers and candles everywhere, following the attacks that Friday night. But by the following Sunday, people had started coming back to the cafes, not just for coffee, but for each other.
I lived just streets away. The silence was deafening. But then the cafes reopened. Neighbors, strangers, we all returned. It wasn't just about drinking coffee. It was about saying, we are still here.
Terrorist attacks often target symbols of communal life, places where identity, belonging, and everyday rituals intersect. Our research examines how marketplaces, specifically cafes, became sites of consumption solidarity in the aftermath of the Paris attacks.
The November 13 attacks were not random. They struck at the heart of the Parisian social fabric. Cafes and concert halls, third places where communities enacted. This was cultural violence aimed at fracturing collective identity and disrupting shared consumption rituals.
As researchers familiar with the 11th arrondissement, both pre and post the terrorist attacks of the 13th of November 2015, we observed how these spaces, once sites of trauma, transformed into engines of resilience. Our focus: how does consumption rebuild social cohesion after deliberate violence? We build on the theory of cultural trauma, but more importantly, we examine what happens before the trauma has been officially defined. We look at the spontaneous solidarity that takes the form of consumption practices and the local cafes that embody the need to come together around a familiar habit or pleasure. Our ethnographic study, spanning over 7 years, revealed two critical phases. First, spontaneous reunion. Residents returned to cafes within days, not for utility, but for symbolic reconnection. Ordering a coffee became an act of resistance, a rejection of fear.
The second phase was integrative. Consumption evolved into a ritual of belonging. Patrons didn't just return. They reclaimed these places as theirs. A drink shared wasn't a transaction. It was a reaffirmation of community identity.
We introduce consumption solidarity as a framework. It's the process by which mundane acts, buying a croissant, chatting with a barista, become collective drivers of healing. These acts are simultaneously economic, social, and political.
Cafe owners played a dual role. They provided physical space and enacted solidarity themselves. Their businesses became literal and figurative hubs for memorialization and recovery.
For marketers, this reframes consumption as a tool for social repair. Brands in traumatized communities must recognize their role beyond commerce. They are stewards of collective memory.
For decision makers, the takeaway is clear. Invest in third places. Memorial policies should prioritize rebuilding spaces where informal solidarity flourishes. A reopened cafe isn't just a business. It's the first step toward normalized community life.
Following the 10th anniversary of the attacks, we urge a shift from viewing consumption as individualistic to understanding its capacity to mend cultural wounds.
The Paris cafes teach us that resilience is not top-down. It's built one coffee, one conversation at a time.